an interesting observation. The process of Yom Noroyim basically starts tonight. For Svardim, it started already Rosh Chodesh Elul with Slichas a whole month. But we start the process with an extra tefillah. Tefillah that is at night, precedes the tefillahs of the day. They point out that the whole idea of slichas is mamish, follows the seder of a tefillah. You say shevach to the Rabbanu Shalom, like an extra shmoneh esrei. It's not a shmoneh esrei. Then there's bakoshos, and then there's nefilas apayim. You have tachnun at the end. So we add an extra tefillah at the beginning of this process, and it ends on the ilah, where we add an extra tefillah at the end of the day. There has to be some significance why the period of tshuva starts with an extra tefillah and ends with an extra tefillah. The Shari Tshuva in Shar Rishon, Os Mem Aleph, where he lists the various components of tshuva. Ha'ikar ha-chamishosar ha-tefillah. Tefillah is a component of tshuva itself. And he explains what three different ideas of how tshuva is part of, how tefillah is part of tshuva, which we'll get to in a second. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says the following. Mitnei inyan ze, nagu kol beis Yisrael laharbos b'tzdokov v'maisim tovim, v'lasok b'mitzvos mirosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim, yeser mikol Hashanah. Because we are being judged, and every mitzvah counts. So that's why called Beis Yisrael are noheg in aseres mei tshuva, to give extra tzedakah, to do better maisim tovim and mitzvahs. V'nagu kulam lakum balayla basora yomim elu luhispal bevote knesios bedivrei tachanunim v'kibushim at shiyoir hayom. And another component of aseres mei tshuva is an extra davening, to get up early in the morning, in the evening, in the night, and to be mispal bebote knesios with tachanunim and kibushim. So part of the avoda of aseres yimei tshuva is also more tefillah. Tefillah is also a component of aseres yimei tshuva. And the Rambam says that in Perek Beis also, afal pi shehatshuva vahatzaaka yofel olam, even though tshuva and tefillah, tzaaka, are good all the time, Ba'asora yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim hu yofa b'yoser u'miskabelesi b'yad shenemar dirshu Hashem b'himotzo. So again, the Rambam says that tefillah is more proper during Aseres Yimei Tshuva than the whole year. And the Rambam, when he discusses what the tzura of a Baal Tshuva is, the person who's done tshuva, midarki ha-tshuva, Lios Hashov Tsoek Tomid Lifnei Hashem Bebechi V'Sachanunim. Here again he mentions a Baal Tshuva should constantly daven Tsoek Lifnei Hashem Bebechi V'Tachanunim V'Osa Tzedakah Fikocho, and give Tzedakah U'Misrachek Harbi Min Adover Shechota Bo, and to distance himself from the thing that he has done Tshuva on. So here again you see that tefillah is not only part of the tshuva process, like the Shari Tshuva says, but it's also part of the mahus, of the essence of what about tshuva is. And again, the Rambam in Perek Zayin also says, Kama mu'ula malas ha-tshuva. You want to know what the benefits of tshuva are? Emesha yozem muvdol me'ashem elokei Yisrael shenemra v'noseichem before you did tshuva, you were separated from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Tzoeg ve'eino, and then you could daven and you wouldn't be answered. Shenemar ki tarbu tfila anochi lo shomea. The osan mitzvahs, the tarfin also befan, if you did mitzvahs and they threw it back in your face. The hayom, after a person does tshuva, who mudbak b'shchina, he attaches himself to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Shenemar v'yatem advekim b'shem elokeichem. Tzoek v'nen miyad. He cries out in tefillah, and he's answered immediately. So here again we see the inyan of tefillah when it comes to tshuva. Comes out that there are three ideas in tshuva being part, tefillah being part of tshuva. One is it's part of the process of tshuva itself. Secondly, it is part of the essence of what about tshuva is. And thirdly, it's especially proper during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Explain what exactly it is. Why is tefillah part of tshuva? Why is it special in Aseres Yemei Tshuva? And why is that the essence of about tshuva? There's a famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah to daven altogether. The Rambam holds a mitzvah to daven every day. What you daven, how many times you daven, is all rabbinic. But the davening itself is min ha-Torah, mitzvah min ha-Torah. The Ramban argues, and he said there is no mitzvah to daven. Mitzvah, tefillah is something that you have the right to do. If the Torah wouldn't tell us that you can daven, who says that you have a right to speak to the Rabbanu Shalom? The Torah says you have a right to daven. There's no mitzvah to daven. There's a rabbinic mitzvah to daven. There's no Torah mitzvah. However, the Ramban also agrees that there is a mitzvah to daven be'es tzara. When a person has a difficulty, he has a time of emergency, then be'es tzara, there's a mitzvah to daven. Mitzvah min ha-Torah. That both the Rambam and the Ramban agree to. A person who recognizes the fact that his sins separate him from the Rabbanu Shel Olam will see that cause even more tzaras to a person, aside from the essence of the sin itself, which causes a person to be punished, whatever. A person who understands that the ramifications and the implications and what chait brings with it knows that if till he does tshuva, he's be'es tzara. It's a difficult time for him. It's a time of emergency. The Shari Tshuva over there, where he speaks about what you're supposed to daven in order to do tshuva, he says three things. He says the first thing is that when a person sins, until he does tshuva, the sin prevents his mitzvahs from being counted. They're there, but you don't get rewarded for them, and they don't protect you. And he brings raya's, brings psukim that say that. So he says a person, therefore, while he's doing tshuva, should daven that the Rabbanu Shel Olam should forgive his sins and be able to make his mitzvahs shine again and be counted. Second thing he says is that a person, when he sins, distances himself from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. There's a mechitza, chatzitza, separating between him and the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And even if he does tshuva and he's forgiven, that doesn't mean that the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants him anymore. So the second idea is to daven that aside from the fact that the Rabbanu Shel Olam will forgive your sin, he'll erase it completely and want you again, make you close again. In that respect, the davening is like a korban. Said the person did tshuva, and then he brought a korban. The korban was ritzui, the nirtzelo, the chapir olav. Not only do you come back to the level of neutral, nobody has any tainas on you, but the Rebbe doesn't want you either. So therefore, the tefillah is like a korban that helps to bring you back into the good graces of the Rebbe Shel Olam. These two ideas reflect what we've said many times, that there are two effects of a sin. One is the intrinsic effect itself, The sin itself is a blemish, is a pagam, and therefore it has the ability to have an effect on all your other mitzvahs, and it puts them in abeyance. The sin also is a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You rebelled against God. So he can forgive you, but he doesn't want to have anything to do with you. So therefore you need to patch up your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, the tefillah is to help to take away the effect of the Aveira, and to help to take away the distance that you distance yourself from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And lastly, the Shari Tshuva says, you have to daven for Siyata Deshmaya, because even when it comes to spiritual things, even though Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim, and spiritual things are in our hands, but Lamaisa, what's it called, Ilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Lo Yochalo, without Siyata Deshmaya, the person can't be successful even when it comes to spiritual things. So therefore you have to daven for Siyata Deshmaya, that the Rabbanu Shem should help you do tshuva, and should help you maintain the tshuva. So that's the third aspect of tefillah in the tahalich, in the process of tshuva. It helps to erase the effect of the sin, and then let your mitzvahs protect you and be rewarded for it. They help to take away the distance that you distance yourself from the Rabbanu Shel Olam and bring you back into his favor. Tefillah, just like a carbon. And it gives you Siyata Deshmaya. Especially during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where there's another aspect to this tzara that a person who sins is in. Aside from the normal tzara, like the Shari Tshuva said, there's an extra added dimension. If your mitzvahs aren't going to count, and they're not going to be counted for you, then you're really of tzaras aseres yemei tshuva. Because that's when the Rabbanu Shel Olam was counting mitzvahs. And if you have sins that prevent your mitzvahs from being counted, right, that adds the tzara to another tzara. So during aseres yemei tshuva, a person recognizes the fact that if he hasn't done tshuva for Averis, aside from the tzara that exists normally, there's an extra a tzara during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And that's what it says, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir, nesroa, hagzera. Something that these things have in common. Tefillah, we said, is special to a tzara. And in a tzara, a person is mechuyiv to daven, even according to the Ramban. Zechiyu min haTorah to daven be'a tzara. In addition, the Gemara says that be'esh tzara, nodrim nidorim. You, especially in nidrei tzedakah, it's one of the things that helps to take you out of an esh tzara. To give tzedakah, to promise to give tzedakah when you'll be out of the tzara. And the last thing is tshuva. Change your ways. Yifash beish b'maisav, yimash beish b'maisav, haro yisurin. So those things that are necessary to deal with an esh tzara is tefillah, tshuva, and tzedakah. And that's why tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah are hallmarks of what's it called, both of a baal tshuva. The Rambam says that a baal tshuva is marbe b'tzedakah and b'tefillah, and obviously tshuva. And aseres yemei tshuva, special. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, because those are the things of how you are able to react to an esh tzara. And that's what Aseres Yemei Tshuva is, and that's what a person who realizes that's new tshuva is in an esh tzara. In addition, part of the tzara, like we said, is that you're distanced from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Tefillah brings you closer to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So in addition to the tshuva that brings you closer, you need the tefillah that'll bring you closer also, like the korban. And that changes the tzara into ratzon. Tzara and ratzon are very similar letters. The Meiri in Chibur HaTshuva says that about tshuva should daven dafka balayla, dafka at night, because that's when he is not busy with other things, and it's a special time of kavana. And the main tefillah over here is to get close to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, not stam to daven. And the kind of tefillah that makes you closer to the Rabbanu Shalom, like a korban, is the kind of tefillah that's with tremendous kavanas halev, which is easier at night. And also, davening in the shul. The Gemara says that's where it's also a makom of ratzon, is a beis haknesses. And davening with the tzibur is, or the time when the tzibur davens, another nikuda, another point of ratzon. So, davening early in the morning, in shul, with the tzibur, as a threefold idea of a zman and a makom of ratzon, and that's part of the inyan of the tefillah for about tshuva, and the tefillah of aseres mei tshuva, to change the eis tzara into an eis ratzon. Could be that's why we start slichas a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. This year it's a little bit more. The swarm bring down because a korban had to be inspected for blemishes for 4 days before you could bring it. The question we always ask is, do we think that we're going to inspect ourselves during these 4 days and come blemish free to Rosh Hashanah as a korban? It's absurd. If that's the case, why don't we just go on vacation after Rosh Hashanah, after Slichas? Forget about Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be already blemish free. I think maybe the idea is that once you start inspecting yourself, you first realize that you have mumim, but you also realize you could be a korban. You have the potential. So it gives you the incentive to want to take away those mumim and to be the korban that you can be. So slichas reminds you of both things. It reminds you that you're not there yet, but you could get there. So work on it. And that's the tefillah like the Shari Tshuva says, to take away all the impediments. So you'll be able to have that closeness to the Rabbanu Shalom, which you have the potential to do. Otherwise, what are you inspecting? You don't inspect a dog to see if it's okay to be a korban. But you inspect something that has the potential to be the korban. And if you have mumim now, and with your tefillah and tshuva, you can take it away, then ultimately you can be that korban. That's what the 4 days of slichas are supposed to be ma'orer you to. And that's why with Dafka we start Motzei Shabbos. After experiencing the menucha of Shabbos, and now starting a new week with all the tzoras of the week, it makes us more aware of the eish tzora, the comparison between Shabbos and the beginning of Chol, makes you more aware of that eish tzora. And that's why we start the slichos with L'cho Hashem Hatzdok of Alonu Boshes Haponim. That is a statement that we are in tzoras. We have boshes panim, we're embarrassed and insulted, meaning there's a problem. We're an eish tzora, and therefore there's a mitzvah to daven, so we're going to daven an extra davening. And after that, we say over and over again, the yud gimel midl shel rachamim, to let us know that the Rabbanu Shalom can forgive in both ways, both to take away the effect of the Avera, and to patch up our relationship with Him. And that's Slicha. Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch has three connotations. One is Shlach, send away the Avera, take away the effect of the Avera. The other one is Slach, right, to forgive, that the Rabbanu Shalom forgives the rebellion against Him. And slach, hatzlocha, but you have that slach of getting back that relationship and having a ritzui to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's slichas. Take away the blemish of the Aveira, which prevents your mitzvahs from being counted. Take away the distance, that you distance yourself from the Rabbanu Shalom, and bring yourself closer to the Rabbanu Shalom also. And then we daven towards the end for Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva aneinu for Siyata Deshmaya. So all those components of tefillah, be'eis tzora, that have to do with tshuva, to take away the effect of the sin in preventing our mitzvahs from being counted, especially during this time where that is crucial. And davening that we should have again a closer relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. He shouldn't just forgive us and forget about us, but He should forgive us and bring us close. And to daven for siyata d'shmaya, that the Rebbe Hashem should help us do tshuva and help us maintain that tshuva, all of those components are contained in the slichas. And therefore, in order to feel that closeness, after we finish the slichas, we have an afilas apayim. We fall on our faces, kibiyochel, as if we're falling mamish in front of the Rebbe Hashem. So if we use this period of slichas, we have a week, to be makir that we're entering an Eish Tzara, that we have an Eish Tzara, and the Eish Tzara is going to get even worse when the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah starts, and we'll continue saying slichas, and that we have that busha, and we feel the necessity to add that extra davening, the Eish Tzara, for all the reasons that the Shari Tshuva says. So then, Amir Tzashem, if we start with this tefillah in the most ideal time as a preface to the rest of our tefillahs, and we go through a successful Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Shabbos Tshuva, and finally come to Yom Kippur, then we'll be zocher to add that final tefillah, that extra tefillah that will get us out of the Eish Tzara. Tefillahs Ne'ilah, not at night in preparation, but in the daytime, mamish, when it's not in such an Eish Ratzon, we'll be able to add an extra tefillah and finish off and seal up all that we accomplished during this time with that extra tefillah called Ne'ilah. And Amir Hashem, if we use this period properly and have that extra tefillah for all the reasons that we mentioned and we're successful with it, then Amir Hashem, we will be masig slicha and mechila and hatzlocha and the special closeness to the Rabbanu Shalom, which will automatically bring us a ksiva v'chasima tova for ourselves, for our families, for the Moshav, for all of Klal Yisrael. And we know that Ein Yisrael nigolim ela b'tshuva, that ultimately the tshuva will affect that ultimate closeness to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, b'viyas gurel tzedek m'heiru v'yameinu. Just to ha'ara, our minig is in the end of the slichos, even though in most of the slichos it says vidui three times, we only say vidui once. So after the first Oshamnu, you skip the next two and go to the paragraph after the third Oshamnu and continue there.